Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. So you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store.
Some exclusions apply.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it. Number 1.
If the Chicago Cubs do not win the NL Central, what would they need to accomplish this season in order for this season to be considered a success?
If they don't win the Central, I'm going to lose it. Like, that is the case. And we had the discussion in our meeting about, well, what happens if the Cubs win 90 games and the Brewers win 91? Then ultimately, it didn't do enough. And that's why I care about every single ball game. Is it stressful for some people? Sure. But you know what? I go outside today. I deal with the heat. I handle it, and we move on. And then I'll go into a kitchen, and I'll handle the heat in the kitchen as well. Because that's what life in professional playoff contending teams is like. I don't know how you consider this a non-success if they don't win the Central. You trade for Kyle Tucker. You traded one of your best prospects in Cam Smith, who's at the big league level right now. You traded Isaac Paredes. You traded Hayden Wisniewski. You put yourself in this position. If you didn't do enough, it's because you lost the plot. I don't know how to handle it if they don't win the Central. I mean, I'll figure it out ultimately, but right now, that possibility, it's one or zero for me, and I'm not even counting what happens once you make it into the playoffs. I know the Brewers are a freight train, but you have to prepare for those when you decided to want to contend in the National League.
Okay, let's take it down a notch, but not really, because...
Well, which is it?
Well, I said let's take it down a notch, but not really, because I was like, I'm gonna lean back a little bit from what you're talking about, but I'm still going to kind of agree with you. Because here's the thing. If they don't win the Central, the season isn't a failure. As long as they go to the playoffs and do something when they get to the playoffs, that's what matters. You're telling me if the Brewers have the best record in Major League Baseball and you come up short and only have the second best record in Major League Baseball, you're going to be mad about what happened in the regular season? I will not.
If they have the second best record, maybe.
Well, yeah. As of now, do they not have the second best record in Major League Baseball? So my point is, as long as they go to the playoffs and provide us some playoff entertainment, making a push, I'm good with that. Like, I think ultimately it's going to be a situation where you see what this team has done as far as progress under Craig Counsell, under Jed Hoyer, and it'll really depend on how the season ends in the playoffs. Now, if they don't win the Central and miss the playoffs, I am completely with you. You have lost the plot. Something went horribly wrong. Because you knew where you were. You knew you were in contention. You had as much opportunity as anyone else to make decisions leading up to a week from today, the trade deadline. And that's what Jed Hoyer's got to do right now, is figure out, what do I need to ensure that my team has the best chance of making a run at the World Series? Anything can happen once you get in the playoffs. I just know this. If you're not in the playoffs, you can't win the World Series. That's how I look at this. It's that simple to me. 5 on.
Number two.
Which rookie will have a better second half, Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw or White Sox shortstop Colson Montgomery?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Bears drafted him 10th overall. It's great. I'm so, this refers to me accidentally saying in our first segment, Colson Montgomery, because I had him on my mind.
As you should, after what he's been doing.
He's on Bears, too.
Instead of saying Colston Loveland.
It is July 24th, and who knew that both Colston and Colson would be relevant right now?
I am pleasantly surprised by this, because as we know, Colson Montgomery has had a circuitous path to the big leagues. First, you tell us you're sitting him down when he was talked about all spring training as the shortstop you were going to start the season with. Then you had to get a guy who you had DFA'd in the year previously to fill that spot. Then he ends up going to the Arizona Instructional League to be able to get his swing right. So to have him come back and to have the White Sox go on a 5-1 road trip, and a big reason was Colson Montgomery, that is a wonderful thing to be able to discuss. When you consider that he helped tie the game, when you consider the clutch hits that he had, man. Okay, so after saying all that, I also looked up his Baseball Savant page, and you know how I feel about those where he, Cam Smith, and Matt Shaw.
Oh, man.
You know what Colson Montgomery has that's in the red, the good, on the Baseball Savant page?
Is it how hard he hits the baseball?
Bat speed! The thing that Matt Shaw doesn't qualify yet for on Baseball Savant.
He still doesn't qualify after the home runs?
I've refreshed the page. So that said, based on that, and that and the pedigree in which we originally had Colson Montgomery, as did the rest of baseball, I'm going to say it's Colson Montgomery.
Wow.
Yep.
Here's where I'm going to say, I wish it was Colson Montgomery.
Clearly, I do.
But I think it's going to be Matt Shaw, because Matt Shaw is in a better lineup, in a lineup that can put him in better situations.
He's had a good post-break performance. Like, I know it was garbage time, relatively speaking, but I still look at that home run as progress.
Yeah, I don't look at it as garbage time at all. They both have...
You don't think the home run that he hit yesterday was in garbage time?
No, I think it got the game closer. Like, what? There was a major league pitcher on the mound. It wasn't... A position player was not on the mound when he hit that home run. That's... To me, that's garbage time.
It was a non-high-leverage reliever on the mound for Kansas City. That's how I look at it, as garbage time.
That's... Well, no, I think that's unfair. I think that's unfair, because there's going to be situations like that. Everybody has at-bats like that, and take advantage of it or don't. He took advantage. Matt Shaw, in the second half of the season, batting .474, 9-for-19, with 3 home runs, 6 runs driven in, and 2 stolen bases.
That made it 8-3. You don't think that's garbage time?
No. Don't think it's garbage time. Again, if there is a position player on the mound, we can call it garbage time, because that guy should not be in the game pitching. So if you take advantage of that, but you're on the mound as a major league pitcher, you're on the roster. As far as Matt Shaw and Colson Montgomery, I told you Matt Shaw's numbers. Colson Montgomery, 10 RBI already in 6 games. 2 doubles, 2 home runs. He's hitting .304. Doesn't have a walk, 8 strikeouts. The slug is .652. I like that. But that .652 slug is not the .947 slug provided by Matt Shaw, who struck out just 1 time in 19 plate appearances so far. I think it's going to be Matt Shaw. He's just going to get better pitches to hit.
When was Matt Shaw's last 5 RBI game?
I don't believe he's ever had a 5 RBI game.
Well, Colson Montgomery's was yesterday.
I'm aware of that. That's how they came back and won against the Tampa Bay Rays. And maybe their most exciting game of the... Maybe their most exciting win of the season. Is that fair?
Yeah,
on the road to win a series to cap off a 5-1 road trip?
11-9 when they've had a bad offense? Yeah, absolutely.
That offense is humming here in the second half. Nobody scored more runs than the Chicago White Sox in the second half. Will that be the case?
It's not the second half.
Well, post All-Star break.
There you go.
When I'm looking at the baseball reference page, it says first half, second half, and we all know the split is the All-Star break. I do think, looking at what these two guys have, it's a beacon of hope for each team for different reasons. Matt Shaw, people are ready to give up on. Colson Montgomery, people were ready to give up on. Colson Montgomery, though, represents such a larger piece of the pie when you talk about the future. Versus Matt Shaw is part of the future, but he's not nearly as big a part of the future as so many other guys on that team right now, because they're trying to contend right now.
Number 3.
Colson Loveland is going to have a great year with the Sox.
I hope he has a great year with his current team.
I'm so happy that this question is finally here, because last night the White Sox scored 6 runs in the 8th inning in a 11-9 comeback win over the Rays, and they have won 5 of their last 6 games. The question I've been begging, I've been pleading to ask for months, are the White Sox fun?
Yes! Yes, they're fun! Yes, they went 5-1 on their road trip. They swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. Then they had a thrilling victory to take this series against the Rays last night. 11-9. That's not 2-1. That's not 1-0. That's 11-9. That's what baseball wants. That's why they're jacking up all the baseballs. That's why they want offense. They want hits. They want excitement. And the White Sox were able to do that. And you know who else thinks they're fun? Kyle Teal. Kyle Teal says, I would describe this as a lot of fun. Said rookie catcher Kyle Teal, who launched his first career home run. A home run first career among a career high 4 hits. That's the best way to describe it. And then Jonathan Cannon, who Ozzy always lovingly refers to as Cannon, says, it's kind of just guys finding their comfortability in the big leagues. We've got a lot of young guys, and it takes time to acclimate, like feel like you belong, and kind of to get that talent level. And you're just seeing a lot of young guys start to put it together and figure out what it takes. And you know what else? The headline of this story by Scott Merkin, it says, hitting is contagious. Do you know how long we've been waiting to hear the White Sox to say that again? A very long time. So Kyle Teal, you're right. Your team is fun.
They're so much fun that they have the second highest OPS post All-Star break. You will never guess. Well, maybe because I'm saying this, you will. But you would have never guessed who is number one in OPS post All-Star break.
Miami.
No.
That was it. That was
when I say
crazy
you
guess.
Would never guess. Think of.
Oh, is it the Rockies because they just swept the Cardinals?
The Rockies are 4-2 since the All-Star break. And they have an 872 OPS to lead all teams. The White Sox are second with an 850 OPS. Here's the impressive part, though. The White Sox have scored 49 runs since the All-Star break. The next closest team is 12 runs behind them. 12 runs behind them. This series this weekend, where's that series taking place again?
On the South Side.
South Side, stand up!
I am intrigued and hoping to be entertained by everything that takes place at the rate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. This has all the makings, but I'm not making any predictions. So the last time I did that, it went very poorly for me.
I would just like to go back to the statement from Colson Montgomery, by the way, which after the game he said, hitting is contagious and hitting is fun. You hear how many times they're saying fun? Okay, back to you.
No, you're right. Colson should be highlighted. This team is doing very, very well right now. I mean, they're getting to the plate. They're walking. They're hitting. They're hitting balls out of the park. They've got 9 home runs in those 6 games. Remember when we were like, can anybody on the White Sox hit a home run? Anybody on the White Sox hit a home run?
Oh, yes.
People are hitting home runs, and Colson Montgomery's gone deep, what, back-to-back games? I think we're on to something here, and I hope the off day doesn't slow them down.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
I love texts like this. 217. A 37-66 team is fun. Fun for the opponent, maybe. They still suck as an organization, and that's not fun. Okay, I understand why you're saying that.
Bad fun is a thing.
They weren't fun for the opponent for the last 6 games.
Also,
only one win was won over that time for their opponent. That's why we're talking about this. It's called context.
Fun is winning. Winning is fun.
217 needs to listen to a little bit more of Big Luther, because we ain't talking about them. We're talking about here and now. The promise to love faithfully.
That's the opposite of halftime.
Oh, my bad. You're right.
Will Luther be on the T app?
No, this will not be on the T app.
What if you just started putting like superstars and athletes on
the
T app?
Oh, man. Wow. A picture. I got one. I got one. A picture of Nick Cannon on the T app.
Oh, God.
Let it go.
You don't need the T app. You have social media. I heard that man hasn't seen one of them kids in a month on social media.
That's the point. You just want to see what the replies are. Yeah, like, you put Prince Charles on the T app, and then you're like, hey, I'm thinking about marrying this guy. The year is 1980.
The funniest thing about that Nick Cannon thing, quickly, is I saw on this post about, like, one of Nick Cannon's canon several baby's moms saying like he hasn't seen his kid in a month, and I saw someone retweet like, "Ma'am, there's a queue." All right, five on it.
Number four.
There's a queue.
Five on it on 670. The score continues with Raheemy and Harris here. Here's the question. What non-Bears NFL storyline do you find most intriguing right now?
Well, we covered a lot of it with Kalen Kaler earlier today. I don't know how you don't look at the Players Association. When I said dumpster fire, I meant it. When it came to just the abject failure of leadership and the audacity of using union funds for your own personal business, which is illegal. That's why we are talking about this. That's what happens. So when it came to maybe say an off the field story, I think it's that. But I don't know how you don't look at Trey Hendrickson leaving the state of Ohio and going to Florida and possibly being a big time holdout as one of the biggest storylines as well.
Trey Hendrickson's Instagram post. I don't know if it was a post or a story. It was one, either a post or a story.
It was a story.
Yeah, a story where he just has the open road and the sun setting in the distance, and it just has the location tag as Florida. That's what I'm watching. Because Mike Brown was out here talking crazy the other day, and I'm like, I want to see how this ends. I'm old enough to remember when Carson Palmer was like, "I ain't coming, trade me." And they're like, "No." He's like, "I ain't coming, trade me." And like, "No." Next thing I know, that man was on the Arizona Cardinals. So maybe, just maybe, Trey Hendrickson could be traded somewhere to a team that needs some defensive line help, some help getting to the passer. Do you know how mad Joe Burrow would be if Trey Hendrickson did not show up for week one and is not ready to go? Joe Burrow would be furious.
Yeah, right. But I also think Joe Burrow probably understands Joe Burrow has secured a bag. When you consider that the Bengals can fine Hendrickson $50,000 every day that he's not at camp, you know, Mike Florio talked to us yesterday about what you're willing to lose in order to gain. And he's only making $16 million this year. And I say only because if you're fined $50,000 a day, that adds up. But when you consider that that's the price he's willing to pay, that's how I know he's serious.
Owner Mike Brown spoke optimistically on Monday about reaching a new agreement with Hendrickson. Quote, "I think we are in a good spot. I hope this thing comes together soon. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say very much until it gets done. Then I'm just going to say we are glad to have him, which we are or will be." Ah, the optimism of Mike Brown. Hendrickson, not as optimistic based on his Instagram and just based on the fact that he's pissed.
You know what could have been the biggest story this morning if we did know more about it? The collective holding of breath when we all saw that Justin Fields went down in Jets camp and we find out that the initial diagnosis is a dislocated toe. So that makes it a little more, a little less concerning in a way.
Yeah.
Although I always think a toe took down Shaq.
It did. Shaq's a large man, though.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
That poor toe.
Like, and percentage-wise, that was an effective takedown.
No, I haven't seen Justin Fields' feet.
I try to avoid those.
But I've seen Shaq's feet, and you know
what?
They
make fun of him.
Yeah, he makes fun of him.
Number five.
Fifth question on Raheemy and Harris's Five on It is a life question. Let's say, hypothetically, you're at a dinner with a group of friends. You're ordering an appetizer for the table. What appetizer are you picking for that table?
Well, I thought about this long and hard. You know, the most famous appetizer is probably the Awesome Blossom, right?
Oh,
then
Outback?
Then it spurned a slew of copycats. And then you found yourself eating onions, you know, and depending on the table you're at, maybe they don't want to smell that. But if everybody's doing it, then maybe that's okay. But I thought to myself, well, a lot of people don't like onions. What's something that is pictured often and is pretty innocuous and people typically like? And you know what I came up with and is on everybody's menus? Burrata.
It's on the menu.
A crowd pleaser.
I don't know the burratas at my local TGI Fridays or my Applebee's, but for the fine establishments that you attend, I say that like I don't also.
Where were you yesterday? Because I ate dinner at home yesterday.
Point taken, Layla.
Burrata.
You don't like burrata?
I just think for the table, like, it's good on its own, but Barada is like, if we were to draft, like, that's probably falling to the second
round. Not for you. For the table.
I know, but if I'm someone at the table, I'm like, really?
You know Barada? That you're friends with somebody who has basic appetizer tastes.
It's cheese, man. You don't even get a problem
with
cheese.
That. I like a charcuterie.
I'm going to take
lactose intolerant people do.
I'm going to take the Barada a step further. I'm going with the nachos for the table.
That's great.
The nachos with, like, a protein on top, whether that's carne asada, whether that's pulled pork. You can go chicken if you're basic like that. But
I am.
Okay. Well,
I just don't eat a lot of pork.
Either that or pigs in a blanket. Pigs in a blanket, man.
Oh, my second rounder was jalapeno poppers. But then I was like, you got a lot of friends who are like, I don't like jalapenos. Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
everybody,
okay.
Who doesn't like pigs in a blanket? That's going
to
be a hit.
I know. And if you know what? They're really easy to make and you can bring them to parties and everybody loves them.
Exactly. That's the point.
Croissant, it's the crescent roll dough.
Yeah.
You can make so many good things with a crescent roll dough.
Yeah.
No one's saying calamari?
No.
I love a good calamari.
Not for the table.
It's great for the table.
You have to give, like, multiple orders. It's not big enough.
Can I kill your buzz for a second?
Yeah, kill my buzz.
My friend doesn't eat calamari because of the principle that, like, she thinks that because octopi are sentient, that squids are probably, you know, a little more with it than we realize, but they're kind of menacing, so you don't necessarily have the same relationships. But point being,
they're delicious. They're smart and delicious.
I like the little rings. Yeah, I like the little rings of calamari.
Robbie also wants to eat dolphins for dinner. Here we are.
I'll present to you one that's not on every menu, but it doesn't have that issue with, like, the calamari. Give me a good Brussels sprouts appetizer of some kind. I think they'll.
Great
I think
pick.
People. Yeah. See. All right. There's
I'm with that.
6'10" Delco, but also cheese curds. Dave in Madison says cheese curds. So that's a good call.
I need to try good Barada. I don't think I've had good Barada. I kind of crapped all over.
You can't go wrong with cheese. Now, most people prefer mozzarella sticks because, you know, cheese.
Can I confess to you where my best cheese curds I ever had were?
Yes.
Yes.
American Family Field. Oh. I went for Cubs Brewers and I got them and they were so good.
So they have great cheese curds there and they're overtaking the top spot in NL Central. I hate this life.
And I've actually gotten to slide on the slide. It was amazing.
847 Dolphin is delicious.
That's what I'm saying.
And 708 says WTF is Barada, Barada. I'm gonna let you look it up.
But I'm gonna spell it for you. B-U-R.
Barada.
It's B-U-R and it's A-T-T-A.
Oh, we are so late to break.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. We gotta play a little game of compare and contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Bears style. Next on the score.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and that, those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
That was Ryan Poles after the draft. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we talk about what Ryan Poles had to say, not only to begin training camp, but he also appeared on the Bears Etc. podcast and the Hogan Johns podcast, where can we just get this out of the way? Because he started it with the pod, so I feel like I can start it in this segment. Adam Johns does look like Ozzy Trapillo. All of his listeners who are calling him Little Trapillo. Ryan Poles said no, but I say yes.
I feel like Big Johns would go along a lot further as a good nickname for Ozzy Trapillo.
Ozzy Trapillo is 6'8". In theory, anybody under 6'8" could be a little Trapillo.
Exactly.
But I love the idea of Adam Johns looking like Ozzy Trapillo. Step up to the line and see what happens. I'll take care of this. Point being, though, we didn't hear from Ryan Poles as much as we wanted to at training camp. We did hear what he had to say to the Hogan Johns podcast. So let's establish Ryan Poles talking about what's different from this year to last year in terms of expectations. This is on the Hogan Johns / Little Trapillo podcast.
Yeah, I think there's just true belief. You can have excitement and all that, but when you have belief that goes from, you know, throughout your entire organization, from George all the way down the organization, that's when I think it feels different. We have some guys here that have been proven in terms of the role that they've had in the past. There's a really cool combination of experience on our coaching staff and credibility from the guys that have played the game at a high level. And I really think that's going to help our players develop. But most importantly, the belief from the guys in the locker room that they're being put in a position to be successful. And I think that that's the different feel in terms of where we are now. And I also think the belief also, it's not just a coaching thing, is when they look to the right and to their left, they see dudes that can actually, you know, really play in this league. And again, that have been proven in this league. So it's coming together. And it is exciting. For me as a general manager, I can never get too comfortable. So I'm always planning ahead, thinking ahead, having different alternatives ready to go just in case something happens. It's part of the job. You're always waiting for the boogeyman to pop out on you. I've talked about that before. I try not to get too comfortable, not to lean into, you know, the hype of things and really stay exactly where my feet are and be prepared for anything that pops up.
Okay, Layla. He's talking about not being able to get too comfortable. I think he's pretty comfortable after getting that extension, though. I just want to point that out.
I think he is, too, because you can tell based on his actions. Like, that's part of it for me. Even in the way he says, I've moved on, when it comes to what we heard coming out of the break after he's talking about the draft. Well, of course you've moved on. I would love to move on from some of the worst years of my career. It's not that simple.
It is for him, though, because he got the extension. Once you get the extension, it's, while we may not look at it as a fresh start, he probably looks at it as a fresh start.
Has to.
And so when you get a fresh start for anything where you did not live up to the standard, whether that's your own standard, whether that's your employer's standard, you feel like, We can let out the sigh of relief and be like, all right, on to the next thing.
Yeah, that's nice. But we haven't seen anything to contradict it yet. We saw you hire Ben Johnson, and I love it. We saw you sign real offensive linemen, and I love it. We're not talking about a guy who doesn't know whether or not he wants to practice in training camp this year. Joe Tooney is not going to be that guy. Joe Tooney's going to come to work every day. Like, you know that. That is a plus. But how you got there? Past needs to be acknowledged. So, let's do it. Let's go back to last year when Ryan Poles talked about how hard it was going to be to make the roster.
Things shift and change as you go along. It also, I mean, it's going to be hard to make this team now. It's going to be really hard to make this team. That doesn't mean you don't want more shots later. We'll always you know, welcome a lot of picks, but it doesn't force you to panic about the situation we're in right now with how many picks we have. So it fits our roster, but it also fits kind of like we just talked about, the current status of this draft, and then moving forward what next year looks like as well.
Okay, so that's what he had to say after the draft. But there is an actual quote from training camp last year where he says the phrase, it's going to be hard to make the roster. And when he confidently said that, he was still carrying guys like Velus Jones Jr. on it, who I pointed out as the example of that not being the case.
Velus Jones Jr.'s ability to make the roster, although he did not last on the team all season, shows us that it wasn't maybe as hard as he was making it out to be.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that was my point, was that guy, you could argue, also may have lost you a couple games here and there just with the turnovers. Ultimately, the Bears, I think, won those games because it was in the beginning of the year. But the point is, it wasn't. Every year you have reasons to be excited about your team, and that is your job, is to be excited about your team. It's to be confident in the decisions that you made. But I'm also going to point out that while you're busy deferring to the guy from the past and the guy who is now your head coach, there's responsibility in there. So I want to know, when I'm trying to figure out what's different, what is actually different?
Maybe the process is different. Maybe because you've hired now a completely brand new coaching staff, including Ben Johnson, who's a fantastic playmaker by his resume, by all accounts. You paid him a ton of money, and you hired a former head coach who has been a stalwart as a defensive coordinator. You feel like you've got the people in place. And so you realize, hey, I did the thing I need to do, which is hire better people this time around, in theory, because again, Ben Johnson has never been a head coach of a football team. Now, I just need to get out of the way and let them do their thing and ask them, whatever you need from me, let me know. I'll get it for you. And I think that's what played out, whether it's free agency, the draft, or the trade market.
Yeah, I think it's all quaint. Here's what he had to say last year on Hard Knocks about this process.
I'm proud of the process that we've set up. It's special. It's not just about acquiring the best talent, it's about acquiring the right talent. And for where our roster was, for how far we knew it had to go.
Good, there you go.
Can we take that big jump from where we were last year to this year? And I think we're capable of doing that.
Yeah, that was the right music to back that up with. They didn't take that jump, did they, Layla?
Play that one more time.
So,
and when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me, I was in it.
The fact that the Hard Knocks puts the music underneath it.
And maybe that's the reason he doesn't want to talk as much, but this isn't Hard Knocks. Like, we there's a certain expectation. Listen, this is theatrical.
Layla.
I'm proud of the process that we've set up. It's special. It's not just about acquiring the best talent, it's about acquiring the right talent. And for where our roster was, for how far we knew it had to go.
Good, there you go.
Can we take that big jump from where we were last year to this year? And I think we're capable of doing that.
Who you crapping?
But now do you see why I'm so skeptical about this? Like, yeah, you did a lot of good things this offseason. You did. But when you talk like that and the results that happened, I am not confident in your process because I've seen all the results.
Hard Knocks was one thing. What's crazy is he never really lived a Hard Knock life. he didn't have to because he got the extension. So now we get to see what Ben Johnson and the crew does. I'm excited about this season because I want to see how it plays out, like from a theatrical standpoint, if you will, a dramatic standpoint, if you will. I want to see what Ben Johnson does with the groceries that he has procured, along with Dennis Allen, from Ryan Poles.
Yeah, you know, the way to fix this, and I should probably tell you what it is. I would hope you would know. But the way to fix this is to win. End of story. You have a horrible schedule to try to make that happen. And I'm giving it a cushion because of how the 2022 Lions went 1-6 to start the season. I just want to see progress, but I also need to see wins. But when I consider all of this and the history that he had before this, you talked a lot about your process as a team. You talked a lot about why you guys were smart, why you guys were doing things that other teams weren't doing. And you decided to go traits over tape. And I've yet to see a lot of those traits take shape in resulting in good tape. I'm looking at Braxton Jones. I'm looking at Jervon Dexter. I'm looking at Zach Pickens. Never mind other decisions like Chase Claypool and Nate Davis. And yes, you get credit for the good decisions you made, like trading with the Carolina Panthers, because that's in front of you and you did the right thing. It would have been malpractice for them if they hadn't taken Caleb Williams. I understand that. But there's a lot in the middle of all of that. And previous to that, like his first draft, you're still having to expect to build around those people. They're still on your team, and you need to build around them because they're cheaper than going out and getting expensive free agents. And that's why I want to hear from him about what he thinks is going to be different.
One, I don't know that it would be malpractice if he didn't take Caleb Williams with the number one pick, knowing what we know today.
But at the time,
yeah,
well, you knew that he had to take a quarterback.
Yes, a quarterback, but I just don't know if Caleb Williams was the right quarterback. Well, time will tell.
The fact that they didn't even scout Jaden Daniels.
Exactly. That's kind of where I said it.
And that is malpractice to me to not even scout Jaden Daniels.
So that's why I wanted to make sure that we clarified that, because there's an argument to be made that Jaden Daniels could have a better career than Caleb. He's certainly, through 1 year, which is a snapshot, it's better. But the other thing I just wanted to hit on is, you said 1-6. You've got that grace of first year, everything else. Knowing the schedule is much more difficult this year than it was last year on paper, I don't know that anyone else is going to be okay with 1-6 out of the gate.
Well, I've also said that theoretically, your GM in his fourth year should have, especially with a 1-1 QB, should have 10 wins to his name. You know, I've also said that. And he got extended. So I think people think that.
We'll find out the hard way, one way or another.
So I found another clip from that propaganda machine that was Hard Knocks last year.
Is it from the ice cream museum?
No, but that was
I enjoyed the ice cream museum.
Is it the slow-mo of the play that you desperately needed to take 15 seconds instead of 10 when that episode came out late the second week?
I'll just play and let the people cringe.
There's a bond growing between Eberflus and Williams.
Oh, man. No, we're not doing that.
Wait, what's? Do we have the rest of that?
No, we don't want that.
I don't think we want that.
We got to go to break.
There are more lies I'm about to tell you about the Bears.
I mean, we had Eberflus on, and I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. But then, again, results show themselves. Mistakes were made. I'm so in a tizzy, I don't even know what we're doing next. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about...
A familiar name has popped up in discussions for a possible trade. And one of the biggest names that we had to discuss did the thing yesterday. So when we know we're a week away from the deadline, could we have already seen a possible upcoming starter for the Cubs have pitched recently? Let's examine next on Raheem and Harris on the Score.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. And with over 830 stores, Famous Footwear is always nearby with fit experts to make sure my new shoes fit my feet and mom's budget. She says the prices are like really good, so you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store. Some exclusions apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He did a really good job today mixing. He has a bunch of different pitches. He threw a lot of different pitches today. He pitched a good game today.
His challenge is just he's got a very expansive pitch mix, and you never really feel like you can sit on anything. And he pitched well. Did a nice job.
That was Matt Shaw and Craig Counsell talking about yesterday's Royals starter, Seth Lugo. He has been a target of ours in our stalking segment here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And if that was an audition for Seth Lugo, he showed out. 6 innings, 4 hits, just 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. And they're right. I felt like he was throwing a complement of pitches. Different things than he threw in his first and second times through the order. You saw him get guys out with a curveball. That curveball was tight as well. You saw a slider really be effective for him. Of course, his fastball. And he retired 9 straight Cubs batters, 5 of them with strikeouts. Just an impressive performance. Unfortunately, it was for the opposing team.
Well, here's the thing about Seth Lugo. We know he's the AL Cy Young runner-up last year, right?
And pitched like it yesterday.
16-9 last year with a 3 ERA. He had a whip of 1.09. This year, 2.95 ERA, a whip of 1.09.
Huh.
He seems like he's very much on course to do what he did last year again. And I think that is something that any playoff team could use as far as their starters, except for maybe, I don't know, the Phillies or someone who's got, they already have like 4 guys that can do stuff.
Yeah, the Phillies are a rare team who doesn't need starting pitching. Russ and I talked about it on Monday when we did the Around the Major League Baseball segment. When I consider the compliment of what he brings, and I'm still trying to figure out whether or not the Royals, who after that series have every reason to believe that they can still contend for a wild card, would they want to trade him, number one? And number two, with starts like that, the price is going up, especially when you see what he does to your team. I know you know that the Cubs, for you, you want the Cubs to get Seth Lugo. And I feel like if we saw that last night or yesterday afternoon, if we saw the Cubs see the way he performed, you're only asking for more and more based on what you're seeing throughout as he goes throughout this season.
I think one of the biggest things with Lugo specifically is yesterday at Wrigley Field was hitter condition plus.
Yes.
It was made for hitting. And he was like, all right, well, y'all aren't going to hit the ball in the air, so I'm not really worried about that. I think that's a real thing when you're talking about Wrigley Field and a lot of other ballparks as well. And if you throw ground balls and you have a great defense behind you,
That makes sense. Now, I say that as other pitchers have kind of entered the fray in the idea that they could be sold. Mainly a guy that used to call Chicago home in Dylan Cease. And him entering the fray kind of changes the calculus about what you have at the top of your list, perhaps. Although he hasn't had the greatest year.
So Buster Olney yesterday said that that Dylan Cease was possibly up for being traded. And the Cubs were connected in that post that Buster Olney had. Well, earlier today on MLB Network, John Morosi talked about how AJ Preller, and the quote is talking to everyone. The Padres are open-minded to buy and sell. I don't know how that doesn't mean Dylan Cease here.
Talking about pitching targets for the Cubs here on Raheem and Harris. And yeah, Dylan Cease is that guy because he will be a free agent at the end of the season. He's had a great career so far. We, of course, know that he finished fourth and second in Cy Young Award voting in a couple different seasons with the White Sox. One season with the White Sox, he finished second. Last season with the Padres, he finished fourth in Cy Young voting. He's a guy who has swing and miss stuff. His strikeouts per nine, 11.4 this season.
The slider slides, as he likes to say.
And it's a situation where he's giving up way more home runs as far as per inning than he has in previous seasons. He's already given up 16 after giving up only 18, 19, and 16 in the 3 years prior. And we're just, two-thirds of the way through the season. So it's interesting because he hasn't had the best year, 3-10. His FIP, his fielding independent pitching, is 3.58, which isn't that out of tune with some of his previous seasons. And you would think on a team like the Cubs who have the offense ready to go, he could really thrive.
Well, and he's a former Cubs farmhand. He came up through the Cubs system. So the question is, of course, famously dealt in the Jose Quintana trade, is that somebody you want to try to get back? Do you still have the same faith in him? Do you think that your pitch lab for one of your own guys, even though the players involved in who got him are slightly different now in the front office, Jed Hoyer, of course, still the main character there, but how much do you want your former guy back? You know, is there any desire there, and does that change the price? John Heyman also said the Padres are listening on Dylan Cease, with the Yankees, Mets, Cubs, and Red Sox among teams believed to have checked in. You know the Yankees are willing to do deals to try to ensure their success, especially when they were scuffling the past month. The Mets, same thing. Red Sox, motivated to be buyers after that 10-game win streak we saw. Is that the case? So all of that said, like we've said with Seth Lugo, like we said with Sandy Alcantara, the price is going to be high, especially on teams where, like the Padres, they either still know they're contending for a wild card, or like the Royals, even though they're a little bit out of it, they have reason to believe that they can get in.
Yeah, it's interesting because I didn't think this late in the season, being below 500, you'd still be in the mix. But there are several teams who are literally right there as far as under five games away from a wild card spot. And let's be honest, anybody can get hot. We just saw it with the Blue Jays, right before the break. Anyone can get hot and take off and you're good in this. But it's just a matter of how many teams do you have to leap over.
As the White Sox have taught me after their six-game road trip, hitting is contagious and hitting is fun. And usually that's how you can get there. It's when your starting pitching is rocking and your hitting is in a good place.
I'm just wondering if the Cubs are going to be the first team to strike, or if we're going to see other. I mean, it's a week away.
Nobody wants to set the market, I don't think, when this is so much in the favor of the seller. I don't blame any single team for wanting to wait. And Jed Hoyer has said many times so far leading up to this point that he is willing to wait. We want to take this time to remind you that The Score is once again teaming up with the Cubs and Stand Up to Cancer for the 24-hour Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. It all starts at 10 a.m. next Thursday, July 31st, right here on 670 The Score with our friend Danny Parkins. He is hosting the Radiothon, which will feature inspiring stories and many donation incentives. Score listeners showed up in such a wonderful way last year. I can't wait to see what happens this year. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Brain Up for cancer research. And yes, Danny is coming in. So if you have questions for Danny, and I'm sure you do, you can at least text him about them. And we saw what happened last week on Spiegel and Holmes. I'm just saying. So there's that too.
Can't wait.
Questions have been asked of Danny Parkins.
We're going to have answers. Well, not us, but Danny will have answers.
And we get to talk to him about the Bears. Aw.
He's going to have some meatball takes. He's going to have a meatball. And yeah, it's trade deadline day, too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, but we know what Danny's... We know where Danny's heart is. It is with Bear. Is it not? Coming up next, we have a lot to discuss with our guest who's in studio.
Who's that?
I believe he is here. Clay Harbor will join us next here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. So you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.